There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Wednesday. Magic Johnson will stop by coming up in about 20 minutes. The NASCAR playoffs continue at Talladega. The race to the championship goes straight through the heartland next Sunday, 2 Eastern on NBC. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. If you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. And our radio affiliates around the country, thank you for your hospitality, your loyalty. In theory, NFL teams are one big team, but that's not how it works. It's divided in threes. You have offense, defense, special teams. And if the units play together, stick together, you can have some magic. But I go back to the 85 Bears. The defense loved Buddy Ryan. The offense loved Mike Ditka. The disagreements came from the offense not playing up to the standards that the defense had set. And the Jets' defense likens themselves to maybe the Ravens of the early 2000s. They're not the 85 Bears. But with Aaron Rodgers done for the year, now you have a similar issue of the offense and the defense, and maybe there's a little catfighting going on here. And the offense, without Aaron Rodgers, with Zach Wilson, you know, this has led to some tension. It's been reported on ESPN. And if you start to look at these teams, when they do play together, all facets, that's when you have a special year, special moment, special team. The Jets don't have any of that right now. The defense is good, not great. The offense, I'm just surprised that you take away Aaron Rodgers and you basically take away everything that the offense has. They're the 32nd ranked football team on offense. That there's nobody lower. The defense is 12th right now. Last year they were 4th. And it is a good defense. But that defense is going to have to make up for all the imperfections you have on offense. You bring in Trevor Siemian. Why not bring him in 2 weeks ago? What did you wait for? Were you waiting for Chad Henne to be available? Brett Rypien to be available. Man, a trade? But you bring in Trevor Siemian, you still need somebody who is going to be able to escape a rush. Because the offensive line, while it did play better this past weekend, Trevor Siemian is going to be the backup quarterback. Okay. He's not avoiding the rush. Just saying.
They found someone less athletic.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why not bring him in? Let him get some reps just in case you need him. And now you have the Kansas City Chiefs coming to town on Sunday night. And maybe Taylor Swift as well. Paulie is not in on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You're not buying it. If I said, where would you plant your money? That it's real or not real? Paulie?
I've been thinking a lot about it. I hate to say that. I've been thinking a lot about it. I got some downtime.
You're not alone. I'm right there with you.
I have two daughters, and they're engaging me this week because of this. Tell us more. And they know who Travis Kelce is. They like football. They're both football fans. I'm leaning towards they're not dating. If I had to park my money on it, I don't know if it's a marketing bit. It's a just
but,
those
but
two.
Taylor Swift doesn't need anything.
Yes, I know. She's already the world's most famous person, and she just came off a tour where it was the talk of the summer in America.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the end game is. I don't think they're dating. I think they maybe met, hung out. Let's have some fun. Come to a game. Mm. We'll poke some buttons, press some buttons, and that's it. But maybe there's some type of, you know, Apple
marketing. Is there's some marketing angle here?
I don't know. You know, I love just like you do, Dan. But
I mean, is this similar to NSYNC being on stage to hand out an award to Taylor Swift? And then, of course, there's going to be something with NSYNC coming up.
Yeah. Well, I guess my guess is if you're going to date Taylor Swift, you would do it as quietly as possible and not do it public and not put it in front of everybody.
But I don't know if you can.
Right. Well, you could have not put her in a skybox on national television.
That is true, but that's why it, once again,
NFL Sunday.
I thought it was going to, it was like a music video. And then when they leave in a convertible, okay, if I'm with Taylor Swift and I want to keep this on the down low, I don't have a convertible where I'm driving through Kansas City to a restaurant.
You have a team of security in one of those black vans where nobody could see anything.
Yes, yeah.
And Jarrett Payton wouldn't have been allowed to film you on the way out.
Yeah.
Allowed to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna hope that there's love there because I love love.
We're rooting for love.
Yeah, I always root for love.
Especially since, like, she's known for, like, traveling to places. Like, the way she gets on stage is, like, in some, like, moving closet that looks like it's cleaning supplies. Mm. And that's how they get her to say it. Or, like, they thought that she got into the skybox last night hiding in a during the game, hiding in a gigantic popcorn machine. That's why there's no video of her walking all over the place. I don't know if any of those things are true, but it is all kind of funny.
I appreciate it. I think that mainstream media, well, I'm going to speak for people in my business. We've spent a lot of time on it. I'd like to know a little bit more about Patrick Mahomes' ankle. You're right. One less question about Taylor Swift. Maybe one question about, you know, Patrick Mahomes' ankle. Yes, Marv.
Jarrett Payton was the real winner. He was on TMZ. Like, he did an interview with TMZ on their show. So good for him.
All right.
Just sitting there minding his business. Right. Hey, look, it's Travis. It's Tay. Do they have a name?
It's Trailer.
Kelce?
I think it's Trailer.
Trailer?
I don't know. I just came up with it.
Okay. Once I get in, I got to see them kiss in public before they're getting
a
name.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Ooga. Ooga.
Like what kind of kiss?
Yeah. Full on heavy petting make out.
All right.
Yeah. Like that. Okay. This is serious now. Like,
okay.
Making people uncomfortable at the dinner table kind of make out.
No.
Get a room, you two. All right.
Yeah.
Taylor's a real thing.
Tay Tay.
Whatever you said. Kelce.
Yeah. Kelce or Trailer. Yes, Marv.
Uncomfortable, like when somebody says, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride, and then they start tonguing each other down. And you're like, whoa, relax. Yeah. Grandma's here. Mom and dad are for the honeymoon. Relax.
Yeah, weddings, you do a TV kiss, right? Where it's just that long smooch, for lack of a better
word. Yeah, but then you go to the reception, and then it's like, clink, 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 clink. And then you go, and then you'll hear people, whoa.
Like, the studio audience and sitcom.
Yeah.
Zach kissed Kelly.
Yeah, it's like an episode of Friends. Okay, I don't know if we, you know, solved anything.
We'll keep
there.
An eye on the story.
There was a report. There was a report that Taylor was sitting on Travis Kelce's lap when they went to an after party. Just saying.
Do you have a second source on
that? They rented the whole place out just so they
did. They did rent a restaurant out. And Travis brought teammates and his family over, and they had a party.
She had some chicken fingers.
No, I don't know what she had. Oh. I have no idea. People were trying to figure out what condiments she had up in the skybox.
Well, there's a lot of discussion that she had chicken fingers, like chicken tenders.
Did she do ranch?
Ranch situation.
Mm. Supposedly, she had ketchup on there. Oh. And people were wondering if they ran out of ranch because she's traditionally a ranch person.
Mm.
Well, I'll let you know if we hear more.
Okay, thank you. That's good. Good to know that. A couple of phone calls in here. Oh, by the way, I mentioned this earlier. Jerome Bettis and Ben Roethlisberger revisited the Patriots AFC Championship game with them in 2004. And this is courtesy of Football and Podcast with Ben Roethlisberger.
To be fair, the Patriots cheated.
Well, for sure they did. It's not even a question mark. It's not even a question in my mind. It was fourth and one. It was fourth and one. They called timeout. First of all, coach did this back in the day. This meant counter. They saw this. Coach called it. Office line coach did that on the sideline. They called timeout. Who normally goes to the sideline on timeout? The defensive captains, right? They told the nose guard, Washington. They pulled him to the sideline. Big 400-pound guy. He don't want to go to the sideline and come all the way back.
Cold.
What he want to go to the sideline for? They yelling, made him go to the sideline. And I always thought, where he going? He went always to the sideline and came back. Then we run the play. He loops into the hole. Washington does. They stop us on fourth down, right? That's a critical play in the game. They had our signs. And they called a timeout to get them ready for that play because they knew it was coming. No question in my mind. I remember vividly because I thought, why is this big dude? Why is this big dude going to the sideline?
Okay. Jerome Bettis really believes that the Patriots cheated. Did the Patriots just scout the Steelers? Did they look for tendencies? Did they look for any kind of hand signals week to week? If I'm going to play you in the AFC title game, I'm going back through every game. I'm telling my staff, go through every game. Let me know if you see any tells. I don't know. What were they videotaping a practice? How did they cheat? And look, I'm not a apologist for the Patriots, but it feels like whenever the Patriots are involved in something, they had to cheat to win. Somehow they had to cheat to win. In this situation, I think if you get to the AFC title game, maybe you change your hand signals, right? The word that they're using, cheating, is incorrect in my opinion. Unless they could tell me, like Marshall Faulk swears that the Patriots filmed their run-through, walk-through at the Super Bowl when they faced each other the previous year.
Now, that would be clean, pure cheating. Right?
That would be cheating if you're doing something that you're not allowed to do. That's right. Against league rules. Did anybody file a complaint here that said the Patriots did something nefarious? Did they do something illegal? Or were you not smart enough to change your hand signal? You go back to the Patriots against Seattle. Wednesday of that practice, Bill Belichick says to Malcolm Butler, if they get in this formation, you race to this spot because they're going to throw a pass. This is Wednesday. The offense runs it. Malcolm Butler gets there late. And Bill Belichick reportedly says, no, you race right there to the ball. So what happens? Super Bowl Sunday. Seattle's on the doorstep. They're going to win the Super Bowl. They yell and put Malcolm Butler in. Malcolm Butler knows what the play is. Now, did they cheat? Or did they scout the Seattle Seahawks? Right? I didn't hear anybody say, well, they cheated. They just scouted. They knew the formation. When they had the formation, this is what they were going to do. Now, there's other things that you could say the Patriots are guilty of, or it's suspicious. But in this situation with the Steelers, if you have that kind of hand gesture, okay, how often do you do it? And what do you do when you do that? Are you changing the play? Yeah, Paul.
The other thing with NFL teams, let's say the Patriots a couple times in their past have broken the rules and filmed something they weren't supposed to, or grabbed a signal or two with technology they weren't supposed to. They don't take away titles in the NFL. This isn't college football. You're not stripped of your title.
Yeah.
So what would be the punishment a decade later when it's found out, 6 or 7 years later? They're going to fine you, fine your franchise. You still got the Super Bowl. Parade happened.
This is 20 years ago,
yeah.
Paulie.
Yeah. And
20 years.
And if the Patriots did purely cheat, actually cheat during then,
yeah,
it was worth it.
They've been caught. They've been fined. They've lost draft picks. But in this situation, did they file a complaint? Yes, Seton.
Well, this is one of those fun situations that you can just go right back to the video and watch the play and see what actually happened, and nothing that Jerome Bettis is talking about actually happened.
What do you mean?
Watch the play. That Washington, nobody jumps into, nobody loops in or does whatever. They just, all of a sudden, some dude, that 400-pound guy doesn't all of a sudden, like, jump two spots over to the C-gap or whatever the hell it's called and stuff up the play. They just, everybody rushed forward and Pittsburgh wasn't able to get the yard. That's all that happens.
Is there a team that lost to the Patriots in the playoffs or Super Bowl that doesn't have a complaint? Yes, Marv.
The Falcons.
Ooh, dang, man, that's way too soon.
Why you got to do Matt Ryan?
I have a friend. Sorry, Dwayne. He listens to the show. He hates when we bring it up too. So, but they blame Kyle Shanahan and Dan Quinn. No one blames Dan Quinn. Sorry, only Kyle Shanahan.
They do, yes, and maybe Matt Ryan.
Can you imagine having that one? Sometimes when I think of that game, I get anxiety. Like it gets replayed, the 28-3 game with the Falcons. I'll see it on TV and I'm watching, and I could see it's about to happen. You know, Matt Ryan should be handing off. Is it Tevin Coleman? He should be handing off to Tevin Coleman. Ugh. And then they drop back.
Yep.
And they have a sack. And you're like, do they know what's about to happen to them?
Oh, my God.
It's about to be like a rogue wave. It's about to
happen. So you not only lose, but then you lose in overtime. You know, it's not where it ended at the end of the game. Now, to make it even more painful, you're going to blow a 28-3 lead. You're going to go into overtime. And then they're going to score a touchdown. And then it's over. Although I did think James White might not have been in the end zone, but thought his knee was down. Yes, Marv.
Who's got those T-shirts, those Super Bowl champion Atlanta Falcons T-shirts? Oh,
that's where Matt Ryan says, I'll buy them all. I don't want them to get out. Let me just have those. You know?
His Hall of Fame induction depended on that game.
Sean in Nebraska. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. That tush-push. Completely unwatchable. Maybe it's time the defenses took a page from hockey with an enforcer or baseball with throwing balls at fools they don't like. And after the offense does it three times, they put in Bubba, the big, mean practice squad bully who hates left tackles and doesn't mind penalties or fines.
All right. Well, you see guys now trying to jump over the pile. That's why if you're going to run that, I would have the tight end or a fullback be the quarterback or in that position. So he's used to getting hit. And if you do lose him, you know, you're not losing the season. But, you know, you got Jalen Hurts, Bryce Young, you know, these quarterbacks are trying to do it. I would not put my quarterback out there. All right, we'll take a break. Magic Johnson set to join us coming up. We'll take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Year 5, Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida. You can earn your degree online or on campus in Orlando, Florida. It's a bachelor's degree in sportscasting. You're going to earn it in as short as 20 months. You can do it online or on campus. What are you going to get? What's different? Well, you get hands-on practical experience from people who have been in the business. That's what I wanted. I wanted you, when you graduated, to be ready for a job, not an internship. We have grads working all over the country. Big markets, L.A., Philly. We got small markets. We got Fargo, North Dakota, Zanesville, Ohio. They're making us proud. And getting people I worked with at the mothership, including my longtime producer, Gus Ramsey, and he is there every single day. Every month, I get together with students, and we Zoom, and they get to play their tapes, things they're working on with class, and I get to critique it right there in front of them. So we're ready for you. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Magic Johnson set to join us. Get to him in a moment. Drew in New Mexico. By the way, the Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Mercedes, the vehicle all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind today?
First, I'd like to congratulate Marvin on working the phrase tonguing each other down into the conversation this morning.
Okay.
Two Crappensburg State things. If you look back in the annals of football history, I'm pretty sure their football team invented the tush push.
Thank you, Drew. Man, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Crappensburg State. Adam in Wisconsin. Hi, Adam.
Hi, suck at Batgirl, first of all, and I have a rival for the Crappensburg State.
Okay.
Crappensburg State School of Horticulture and Industrial Technology in Brownsville.
In Brownsville, Texas. Okay. Thank you, Adam. Once again, people love Crappensburg State. We had to reorder more T-shirts, just to let you know, with Crappensburg State. And I think in a week or so, we'll give you an update on the next batch of moonshine. And it's going to be, is it pumpkin? Oh, no, it's maple. Is it maple pumpkin?
Lovely. It's like a pumpkin spice maple
pumpkin
situation.
Pumpkin spice maple. Okay. All right.
Delicious.
Sounds good. Well, we did have it. We got samples in, and I went,
This, did it again.
This just feels like fall. It tastes like fall. Magic Johnson set to join us, and, of course, the Hall of Famer, greatest point guard of all time. He is working with GSK. They recently launched Sideline RSV, and more to tell us more about that, Magic Johnson. How did you get involved in this product, Sideline RSV?
Well, you know, the great thing is GSK approached me since I'm 60 and older. No, I'm 64 years old, and RSV is really, you have to pay attention 60 and older. And 177,000 people get hospitalized with RSV, and then out of that, 14,000 die. So it's a really important message. We want everybody 60 and older to make sure they talk to their doctor, healthcare provider, or pharmacist. And we have to remember, if you have chronic heart or lung disease, you should really consult your doctor about RSV, because it's so important.
Yeah, respiratory virus that Magic's talking about. How's your health?
My health is good. Still working out 5 days a week. And what's really good, Dan, is that they have vaccination now for RSV, and so I'm going to get vaccinated. I did it for COVID and everything else, and now I'm going to do it for RSV.
What about a senior NBA All-Star game?
Hey, somebody would get hurt. Now, if it was a horse game,
okay,
or something like that, okay, I could see that. But anything other than that, no senior game.
How would the NBA be without a three-point shot?
It would still be good, but I think that the NBA three-point shot has really revolutionized the game. You think about what Steph Curry is doing and all the other shooters that we have in the game today. And then think about all the European players. Most of them shoot threes, and it's opened up the lane, too. It's opened up the game. The game is different. When I played, Dan, remember, it was inside out. Now it's outside in with all the three-point shooting. But it's great for the game.
How would you – well, you would have practiced more as a three-point shooter if you were – if it was welcome. Back then, it didn't feel like it was the weapon. You almost did it as a desperation shot.
Yeah, it was different, right? Because, again, if it was really a big tool back then, we would have used it more. On our team that we had, you know, probably Byron Scott, Michael Cooper were our three-point shooters. But we had Kareem, myself, James were the inside. So the ball went inside, and that's how we were able to win. But again, it's a weapon today. To me, a lot of guys who can't shoot still shoot three-pointers. Yeah. I think a lot of times I would like to see just the guys who can really shoot it, shoot the three. But that's the way it is in today's NBA.
But would Kareem have been shooting three-pointers if he was brought up in today's game?
Probably, because... one thing about Kareem, he was so dominant, Dan, that he was just, listen, I'm glad that he didn't, I saw the hook shot. He could shoot bank shots. He can make his free throws. I mean, he was just a dominant player. So I'm glad he came in terms of when he was playing basketball, when I was playing, because I would have never saw those dominant performances that Kareem displayed. And he was MVP. He was the best player. When I came in, remember, Kareem was the best player in the league for, a 6-7 year stretch there.
Yeah.
So he was dominant.
Talking to Magic Johnson. Yeah, I feel Kareem is underrated. It feels like, I don't know, it's just weird. I don't know if you sense that. Like, we blew by Kareem, and then it was Mike and you and Larry, and now you got Steph and, you know, Shaq and those, LeBron. It just felt like Kareem was from a different generation.
Well, because social media and all that, now we don't talk about him as much. But we have to remember that he was the most unstoppable force, certainly when I played, in the game. And he was unstoppable on both ends. I mean, not only did he dominate with the hook shot on offense, but also he was blocking a lot of shots and changing a lot of shots, and he was able to run the floor. Kareem was so agile, and he could pass the basketball, too. So you're right. He's going to always be overlooked because of probably the age and when he played.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you go Google or YouTube or whatever you have to do, you will see a dominant big man and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
If I said you could only watch one, Dodgers, Lakers, Commanders.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the Commanders are still new. And you know I love my Dodgers. I love baseball. But I'm a Laker guy. I mean, I play basketball. So if I'm ever put in a position I can only choose one, I'm going to choose watching basketball, my Lakers. And then 1A is the Lakers. 1B would be my Dodgers. And then 1C, because I just got the Commanders. But they'll be coming on strong here as soon as we have a chance to build them.
Okay. What kind of football fan were you? Did you play football at all in high school?
Yeah. I played football, Pop Warner, up until high school. And then my coach told me no way I could be 3 weeks late because football season ran into basketball. And he didn't want me to be 3 weeks late. I'd probably be not in proper basketball shape. So I quit once I got to high school.
Okay. What position did you play at 6'9"?
Both ends. So, offensive end and defensive end.
Were you good?
I was just okay. I'm not going to lie. I was just okay. And but I had a lot of fun playing with my friends. But basketball has always been my game.
But I wonder, I remember asking football players about how would Shaq be as a football player? And they were like,
right.
we wouldn't be afraid of Shaq. Or
yeah.
LeBron. A big man in football is, Aaron Donald, 6 foot, 275 pounds. In basketball, a big guy is Yao Ming or Shaq or Mark Eaton.
I think that it's hard to say a football player could go into the NBA, and it's hard for an NBA player to go into football. I think it's so difficult. They're two different games. But both are special athletes. A football player is a special athlete. An NBA guy is a special athlete. And that's why also we admire each other. And
I'd like to have seen Iverson play football.
Now, if anybody probably could pull it off, it'd probably been, AI. I think he played football. He played quarterback. And he, like you said, he's a special athlete, and maybe Deion Sanders could have went from football to basketball. You see certain athletes that probably could pull it off, but they were dominant in their sport. They probably wouldn't have been dominant in the other sport, right? Iverson wouldn't have been dominant in football like he was in basketball.
For finding out more about Sideline RSV, you can go to SidelineRSV.com. Great to talk to you, Magic. Thank you. Good luck with your Lakers and your Dodgers. And you're going to need luck with your Commanders at least this season.
Yeah, we're building them. I'm happy that I'm an owner and we're building it, Dan.
Thank you, Magic.
All right, take care.
That's Magic Johnson. He's part of the ownership of the Commanders. I think the first game he went to was last week and they got blown out. And, you can't leave those games. You have to stay there because you're part of the ownership. And everybody can see you, and you got to be there until the very end. I think it would be tough if you were an owner of a baseball team and you had to go. But I don't know how often the owners go to baseball games. And you sit up in your suite. Are you able to leave when you want to leave? Yes, Todd.
And there's so many games, it would really stand out if you missed a football game when there's 8 home games unless you get to the playoffs.
Clear your throat. Thank you. Not on the microphone.
I got to shut the mic off to clear my
Yes, you do. Yes, Paul.
I read that perfectly on cue then. If you were an owner of a baseball team, basketball team, football team, would you have a skybox where you could be seen, or would you have a tinted skybox where you could have privacy and not be on camera every 3 cutaways?
Well, it seems like those owners love being on camera.
It does.
It felt like CBS always gave you a shot of Mr. Kraft. He was always on camera, usually getting, at the beginning part of the game. It'd be him and his son sitting there. The Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Jerry Jones is always there front and center. There are certain ownership groups that you don't really see them during the games. There are other ones that they love for you to see them. Yes, Eden.
I always liked an owner that was present, though.
Okay.
Like, I think, you know.
As a fan?
A lot of those owners sometimes, yeah, of course. Yeah. A lot of those owners sometimes who aren't present are the ones who are like, well, let's just try and dwindle this down so we can move.
Mm.
Or they're playing some other kind of game, or they're just doing it as a business opportunity and they don't really care about the team.
Last hour, we spoke to Tricia. She lives in Oregon. She called in and wanted to wish her 40-year-old boyfriend a happy birthday. They've known each other a long time. And I thought, all right, at what point you're going to get engaged? And she said that they've been going out a little over 2 years like that. And so I said, yeah, we can wish him a happy birthday. She said that her boyfriend, who's 40 years of age, Jacob, he listens to our show in the shower as well. They work together. And we sang Jacob a happy birthday. Well, guess who called in? Trisha's boyfriend, Jacob, joins us now.
Good morning, Dan, Ness, and Todd. Long time, first time, 6'1", and according to Tricia, a Greek dog, dad bod, 230. So I just wanted to call in and kind of clarify things.
Okay.
So starstruck and nervous with you guys.
Okay, how's the relationship after Trisha's phone call?
Oh, it's great. I started tearing up a little bit just when you introduced Tricia from Oregon. we had kind of talked about it, and I just said, you know, it would be amazing if you called in for my 40th. I'm not a big birthday guy, and so when I heard you introducing her, I started tearing up a little bit, and then once you guys started kind of digging your hooks into her, I was rolling on the bathroom ground laughing my butt off.
You listen to the show while you're in the shower.
Well, that's just circumstantial. You know, I'm a busy guy. I take care of a quadriplegic veteran in the morning before I get to my job at the clinic that we work at. And so, you know, you got to put on the waterproof radio and get showered up. But, yeah, I make sure that you guys are serenading me. And Todd, thank you. I got that spot. Appreciate it.
All right. I think we should wish Jacob a happy birthday here. Happy birthday, Jacob. About time he gets engaged Trisha.
Common law marriage.
No, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you to Trisha. I love you. This has already been the best birthday ever.
And when are you getting engaged?
Around the corner. How about that? I'll be can't put a timeline on love when the time's right.
Some people
clearly can. It's plus 15 years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, Trisha's putting a timeline on love there, Jacob. Let us know when you get engaged, okay?
That's the biggest thing I need to clarify. We've known each other for 12 years and got out of difficult relationships and have been dating for the last couple of years. So, you know, things are still pretty fresh. We're figuring out how to blend the family the right way and everything. So it'll definitely happen. And yeah, we'll definitely both call in and keep you guys updated.
All right. Yeah, Seton.
I appreciate Jacob, the damage control there. Because we clearly hit on something with the, like, God, I just need 5 minutes.
No.
They work together. They live together. It's a lot. They've known each other for 12 years, been together 14. Mm-hmm. It's like fake going to the bathroom. Yeah. So you just get 5 minutes alone.
And then you go, why must she love me so much? God. Yes, Paul.
That was almost like a binding commitment when he just said here on the air, though. He said it's happening in the next few months.
Mm. I mean, well, he said around the corner.
I like that he literally heard her be like, yeah, it's overdue. I forget exactly the words that she used, but it was basically like, it's been long enough. Yeah. Dude can do it already. And he's like, whoa. Yeah. You can't put a timeline on love.
Yeah. You got your hooks in her.
Yeah.
Well, that's called being a journalist. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Around the corner is kind of vague. Is that around the corner of the equator? How far down is the corner?
It was purposely vague there, Todd.
Yeah, around the corner. I don't know if that's enough to...
How about we take a break here? Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll try to accomplish that right after this. Every great day starts the night before, so how are you feeling today? Good, I hope. And you can feel great because Sleep Number, biggest sale of the year, all the beds are on sale, and you will get a great night's sleep. They guarantee it. Smart beds learn how you sleep, provide personalized insights to help you learn to sleep better. It's two beds in one. You can change the firmness on either side. So perfect bed for couples. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Smart beds automatically respond to your movements throughout the night to keep you sleeping comfortably. 8 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness than their partner. Sleep Number's taking care of that. Also, Sleep Number, next level. Sleep the next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. They have their biggest sale of the year. All the beds on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed. Plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores, or you can always go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. That's sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
And last call for phone calls, what we learn. What's in store tomorrow? This day in sports history. Connor in Missouri. Hi, Connor. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. That's 58170. So I was just kind of wondering if the NFL should consider flexing the Germany game this year, because the Germany game is a matchup between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. And it might have a lot riding on it, home field advantage throughout the playoffs, that sort of thing. Mm. And it's going to be at 8:30 in the morning on NFL Network, so just harder to watch.
You know what? I'll see if I can have somebody on. We'll run it up the flagpole there, Connor, and see if I don't think they can flex it, but thanks for the phone call. That's first week in November that game is going to happen, and that is obviously a very, very important game for everybody, certainly in the AFC. Yeah, Paulie?
Was he suggesting they take those two teams and don't send them to Germany?
Yeah. You want to grow the game. And I know that you could probably put a competitive game there, and it would be fine. But if you're going to have Mahomes there and the Dolphins and that high-powered offense, Travis Kelce, does Taylor Swift, are they still dating? There's a lot of different things you can incorporate in that. And the NFL does not want to miss on that opportunity. Alan in Pittsburgh. Hi, Alan. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Coming from you from a tepid pool of my own filth, going to the shower thing, why can't you have a guy push up somebody to block the field goal if you can have everybody push to get a first down?
Well, they're not going to let the defense have any kind of advantage, first of all. And it's not fair if you can push them or jump over them. But even what's going on with this, the brotherly shove of the Philadelphia Eagles, it's kind of basic football. All it is you're just lining up and then you're in a kind of a wedge formation that you have in rugby, and you're just mano a mano. And you can't run and jump. You can't use your teammate to jump and block a field goal. I would love it. It'd be fun.
Like grab the guy by the waist like he's a male cheerleader.
Throw him up.
And just throw him over to the...
Yeah. It'd be great. You could just hire somebody who's really, really small. Like, get like a small cheerleader, athletic, and throw him up in the air. Yeah. It'd be great.
Jazz hands.
Yeah. Bob, or is it Bub? Bub in Illinois. Hi, Bub.
Phone call. Hey, good morning. 61220, also a member of the Dead Days Club. Sitting here dealing with COVID all week, so I get to watch you guys, but I'm just here to talk about Crappensburg State.
Okay.
Hey, one team to add to your schedule real quick, West Virginia. And I was looking at your athletics website. The Ring of Honor, I saw a couple alum on there. Your kicker, Kevin Butler. Defensive back, Harry Colin. Also noticed on your website you're actively seeking a volleyball coach. I got the perfect candidate for you. A name I hear often on the show, Jenny Buttcheek.
All right. All right, Bub. Bub bringing some noise today.
Hey there, Bub.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're restocking Crappensburg State T-shirts, just to let you know. Trip in Vegas. Hi, Trip.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Look forward to seeing y'all out here for the Super Bowl. So I have a Crappensburg State name and then a slogan. So they're going to be the Crappensburg State Grunts, and the slogan is, because we always come out of the tunnel sideways.
All right. Thank you, Trip. Okay. We might have exhausted the Crappensburg State storyline here.
How dare you?
Yeah. We might have.
How dare
might
you?
Might have. Derek in Virginia. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Danette. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to compliment you guys on the conversation with the gentleman that's about to be engaged, getting around the corner. It's coming up around the corner, and Tracy dropped. What kind of corner are we looking for? Is this the equator? That was incredibly underrated. As we all know, the equator does not have a corner. So good job, Fritzy. Love you, buddy.
All right. Derek in Virginia. I don't think Derek graduated second in his class of 600 like you did, Tom.
But he was smart enough to appreciate a good line by me. So that's nice.
Mm.
This is around if it doesn't have a corner, then it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
And I didn't even think of that when I said it. I was thinking of a far off place. And I said the equator, so he knew more than I did.
I thought he was giving you credit for something that you didn't deserve credit for.
He took it home there.
How about this day in sports history, Paulie?
I got a movie history for you. 1953, the St. Louis Browns baseball team played their final game in St. Louis before moving to Baltimore and becoming the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Ryan in 1973 finished the season with 383 strikeouts. No one's touching that anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Bird in 1983 signed a 7-year deal with the Celtics. What was it worth? 7 years.
$4 million.
$15
million. $15
million. Highest paid Celtic in history. And this day in 1998, Mark McGwire hit home run number 70. This day in movie history, Dan, one of my favorites, recommendation, 1992, Glengarry Glen Ross was released.
Okay.
Al Pacino.
Hoo-ha! He didn't use that. In
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
Alan Arkin.
Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
In there as well.
Coffee is for closers.
On this day, 1998, something happened that has changed our viewing patterns in the NFL. The first and 10 line. So ESPN debuted the yellow line.
Fabulous invention.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
All right.
That was a major innovation.
Yes, it was.
I think they won Emmys for that.
Oh, they should have.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that the person who did that won an Emmy.
Yeah. Should have won an Academy Award. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Dan Lebertard accidentally called you Dave and blamed it on the recent passing of his little brother, Dave.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I won't be working for the Dan Lebertard show once you retire because he'll probably retire first.
Yeah, that's what he said.
At McAfee it is.
Marvin? Marvin, what did you learn?
Jacob said you can't put a timeline on love.
No, you can't, but she is. Trisha is. Paulie, what about you?
We're being watched from a shower.
What we learned brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, Panini. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Have a swell day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.